Okay, so this is really, it's our third week and probably our last week talking about the world of Torah and the thought of the Bali Atosfos, the world of learning. We know, as we've sort of spoken about a little bit, obviously the Bali Atosfos were committed to Talmud Torah, committed to a particular form of Talmud Torah. Spoke a couple weeks ago, based on Atosfos and Brachos and Daf Yud Aleph, about the phenomenon that Torah is something which a person's supposed to be connected to throughout their day. That's why we don't make a new Birchas HaTorah every time we sit down and learn, because even when we're not learning, says Tosfos, we aren't really mafsik, which means either, or maybe they're similar, we're putting there's broad life, or Salvatrix's latent awareness, there's a certain kind of connection that a person always has to the world of Torah. Last week we spoke a little bit about how the world of Torah is so chashuv, and the world of Torah is so great, but a lot of the power of Torah, says Tosfos, only if I learn Torah in either the ideal way, or at minimum, that I don't learn Torah in the wrong way. And for Tosfos, there's something, there are two dinim in Torah, shelo lishma, there are two parts of Torah that are less than ideal, and those two parts, so sometimes I can learn shelo lishma, but we would say, better if you've never been created, better not learn Torah at all if you're going to learn Torah in that kind of a way. The power of Torah is only tapped into, and it's only appropriate to learn Torah with certain intents in mind. We're going to speak today about it's a world famous in a certain sense, and a fascinating comment of Rabbeinu Tam. It's Rabbeinu Tam, which is really interesting, and it relates to the following question. The Bali Atosfos at different times speak about the relationship between learning Torah and other values. So there is, as an example, Tosfos in Baba Kama and Daf Yud Zayin speaks about the relationship between learning Torah, keeping mitzvos, and teaching Torah. Like, where do they all fall out? As far as the various levels where you could be. Hope you are just being true to yourself right now. There is a one of the questions that Tosfos speak about is a question that bothered Chazal. It's a question which Ad HaYom HaZeh in the world, a little bit of machshava and certainly in Ashkafa, is one of the most dominant questions that are out there. And that is the relationship between Torah and the world of working. Torah and working. How do those two things really integrate? And there appears to be a startling comment of Rabbeinu Tam. And let's give a little bit of background. The Gemara in Brachos Lamed Hey Mabeis quotes a machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. This is a very, very famous machlokes. Shimon Bar Yochai understood that a person should, you always have to really learn. If you're choreish b'shas charisha, if you plow when it's time to plow, if it's a reya b'shas riyah, and you plant when it's time to plant, so Torah matahayala, when are you ever going to learn? Ella, when you're always returning shalmako, malachta nasa de'acheir, when a person comes along and they learn, and they learn really, really well, everything else will get taken care of. The baruch shalom will take care of you, and it's all going to work out okay. Rabbi Shmuel argues, Rabbi Shmuel says, no, it says in Torah, v'yasafta diganecha, that a person does have to work, but even though a person's working, so they can still, while working, be able to learn at times, v'gisebo yama v'layla, a person still has the capacity, a person can still work. Says the Gemara, which is better, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai or Rabbi Yishmael? So the Gemara famously comments, yeah, you know what? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, a lot of people try different things. Harbe asu k'Rabbi Yishmael v'asu biyadam. Those that had a balance between working and learning, they ended up being more successful. And those that did Krib Yashim Bar Yochai, Velo also Biyadan. It was not a track that was appropriate for the masses. So while Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's track of Kulo Torah, no Parnasa Bichlal, seems to be a track which Chazal don't embrace the same way, at least for the masses, for Yechidim, maybe they could tap into it. It's a Harvei Asu, Velo also Biyadan. When it comes to the world of Rabbi Yishmael, so Rabbi Yishmael seems to be the Mahalach, which is the Mahalach of where there's place to work, and there's also real Talmud Torah. This is the Mishnah in Avos in Gimel Yud Zayin. The Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omer main Torah in derech eretz, main derech eretz in Torah. A person needs both. A person needs a combination of learning and derech eretz, which is often translated as working. That there has to be an appropriate balance. The Mishnah in Avos in the second parak also is relevant to this. Yafeh, Rabbi Gamliel, Benosh, Rehuda Nasi, Omer, Yafeh Talmud Torah, Im Derech Eretz, Sheyegia Shneihem Shchachas Avam, V'chol Torah She'imam Malacha, Sofa Betela, Vigoreres Avam. The Mishnah seems to tell us that Yafeh Talmud Torah, the higher quality of Talmud Torah, is a Talmud Torah, Im Derech Eretz. Which means that for the majority of the what seems to be the mainstream view in Chazal. I'm talking about the contemporary scene. What seems to be the mainstream view in Chazal is a metzias in which there's serious Talmud Torah, and that's coupled with elements of work. That's coupled with work. Here's the question, which is so fascinating. Which is Iker? Which is primary? What would you say is Iker, your work or your learning? So whatever a person may say in describing, you know, their own work life at a certain stage, if you would ask the Bali HaTosfos at least, you would expect that that would be a slam dunk in the direction of Torah is Iker. That does not take the that is not the fanciest of all perspectives. One would presume that would be more or less universally accepted, and that is something which is quoted in the name of Rabbeinu Elchanan in a bunch of different Bali HaTosfos in different places. The Tobas Rush in Brachos there, Tobas Yeshanim in Yuma, and that Torah, of course, Torah is really Iker. Torah is Iker. That's what the Gemara says. That the Rishonim were asu Torah on Keva. They would work, and they would work really, really well. They would do a good job, they would learn. That was their keva, and their work was malachtachan arai. That was more temporary. Okay, comes along Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam has a line that is absolutely fascinating. What's fascinating about it was the way it's often quoted about Rabbeinu Tam was al masharagil Rabbeinu Yaakov Lomar. We don't know a lot about, you know, like different speakers repeat the same ideas all the time, and some speak about different topics all the time. There's the Rugil Lomar. So typically, if it's Rugil Lomar, there's two reasons why a speaker would say the same thing a lot. One reason why they would say, a couple of possible reasons. One is that they only know a couple of Mar Makomos. So if I only know three Makoros, like that guy, I remember when I was in Yeshiva for the year, there used to be that guys would give Divrei Torah at lunch in the Chadar Ochel. The Dvar Torah was always given by a guy, even if there was a Rebbe that was there. That was always the rule. And there was a guy that no one ever wanted to get up and speak. And there was one guy that had one Dvar Torah in Parshas Vayikra. And no matter what Parsha it was, if there was any hesitation about the Dvar Torah, he was getting up. It was a 60-second vort about Parshas Vayikra. He would go and he would sit down. He was Rugil Lomar, that particular vort. Why was he Rugil Lomar, that particular vort? So I don't know, but my hunch is, again, not knowing him that well, that when it came to Parshas Toldos, he wasn't overwhelmed with lots of options of what to talk about. It became shtick at some point. This was like he had one thing, so he'd rug alone right all the time. Some people, now, that's not Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was not rug alone, he only knew three things. He's Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is on Tosfos everywhere. Rabbeinu Tam revolutionized the world of Torah learning. That's not Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam's Rugil Lomar presumably is because here is an idea which is very important. Could be it's important because it comes up a lot in Shas. Could be it's important because it comes up a lot in life. But it's a Rugil Lomar. We don't have those all the time at Rabbeinu Tam. This it's a Rugil Lomar. Tobas Yeshanim quotes it like that. The Tobas Rush also, Shah Rugil Rabbeinu Tam Lomar. And the line is startling. What's he Rugil Lomar? Tobas Yeshanim. Mikan Kasha Mashmah Rugil Rabbeinu Yaakov Lomar, the Talmud Torah, Tafel Legabe Derech Eretz. Talmud Torah is of secondary importance relative to serious Torah learning. It's secondary. Also, Tovas Rush, same line. Tafil Lagabe Derech Eretz. The Tovas Rush in Brachos has a line. Yagbayo Omer de Derech Eretz Keva Yoser mi Talmud Torah. That Derech Eretz is more Keva, meaning the flip side of what we would normally assume. It sounds like you have this line. Derech Eretz Iker. Derech Eretz Keva. That is, everything else is Tafil. Okay, what exactly does that mean? What's odd about that is that the mainstream view is that one would never suggest such a thing. Talmud Torah would be Iker, Talmud Torah, Shagol Kana Kol Mitzvah Skulan, Talmud Torah, the Bali Tosfos, you know, and back to the Rebbe Ephraim Waxman, Ilan Maisa, it's Baba Kama Dafayin Zion, that last night with the Crusades. What are they doing with their blood? They're writing Bali HaTosfos. They're writing Tosfos and Baba Kama and Zion. Let's see, find out, Rebbeinu Tam is there, he's like, I don't know what you're doing right now, this is totally Tafel. We should be like just making sure that on an accounting level that we've really like clarified what's happened business wise for the next couple of weeks. No one like it's your last night, you know. It's like this is Talmud Torah. This is what it's all about. And it's hard to say that the Bali HaTosfos are not Torah people. I mean, they're the Bali HaTosfos. And in Brachos and Daf Yud Aleph, we spoke about they hold that you're not mafsik even when you do. Like what's going on here with the Derech Eretz being Iker? What exactly is the pshat? This has bothered many, many in all worlds. One of the fascinating things about Rabbeinu Tam is that when he speaks, when he says something, especially like this, which is a little bit out of the box, you have like people who are associated with like particular hashkafas. You know, you're a Gra person, or you're I don't know, you're the Chofetz Chaim, you're Chaim Knievsky. You're associated with a particular world, and you wouldn't expect that the Baal Shem or the Baal Tanya needs to, like, relate to the Gra the same way in the way that they talk about it. If you're a Litvish Mashkiach, so it could be that the Torah of the Amshin of a Rebbe is just less something which is going to impact you directly. With Tosfos, like, that's not clear. Tosfos is, like, beyond all that stuff. And everyone's with Tosfos. What you have are, and I would love to, we'll see how much time we have. There are four Mahalchem in what Rabbeinu Tam means that I'm aware of on a level that impacts the world of Machshava. One is Rav Elchanan and Kovei Shiurim. Rav Elchanan and Kovei Shiurim is talking there about the world of college and secular studies. That's one place where we talk about it. The second place is a sefer called Ben Poras Yosef. It's a sefer written by one of the greatest Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov, the Tolz Yaakov Yosef, Yaakov Yosef of Panoi, that in his Hakdama, he speaks about Rabbeinu Tam. So we have from Rav Elchanan, we have Tolz Yaakov Yosef. Rav Kook in Oros HaTorah also talks about Rabbeinu Tam and gives that particular mahalach in there. And the fourth mahalach, which I think is actually the more standard one, is one that Rav Lichtenstein suggested, I believe, as did some others. So we're going to explore this, and there's a lot of fascinating Torah that is going on here. So let's unpack those things a little bit. This is Rav Elchanan in Kovei Shiurim Chelek Beis in Mem Zayin. This is a very, very famous Rav Elchanan, again, talking about the world of secular studies. Says Rav Elchanan as follows, Uvi'ikir ha'gadol hazeh. He's talking a little bit about Western Europe, I believe, the world of Germany and the like. They are more focused on secular studies. He says, they relate secular studies as being as important as Torah. Because they think the same way you have to learn Torah Lishma, you have to learn secular studies, Lishma. And you should learn it Lishma the same way that we believe you should learn sugya is about Chibas HaKodesh and Taros, even if it's not going to be practical today. You should learn also secular studies, even though it's not going to be practical. You should learn it Lishma. Many of us were familiar with the Hashgafa of Torah, Umada, and the like. Rav Elchanan is not fully embracing of that particular world. He says, they say that it's they're Rabbanim even who have doctorates. I once heard from a Chassid Shagai in the mikvah. This is many years ago. He told me, I'll tell you a joke. Why in the modern world are there so many rabbi doctors? Because their rabbanis needs a refuah. That was the... Now, we don't usually build a hashkafa based on jokes that you overhear in the mikvah. But okay, fine. Doctors will... Yeah, they're even doctors. Again, not necessarily the world of all of... Many of us learned last year by a rabbi who has a doctorate, so... Yeah, okay. So there's a... it is what it is. Fine. Rav Elchanan in the world that opposes that strongly. V'alpi das Torah nahafochu. And according to Torah, it's really the opposite. Torah you have to learn lishma. Other things you only learn if you really, really, really need to. It's a dafka be learned shelo lishma. The only time that you should learn secular studies is shelo lishma, not because it's going to contribute to anything. I just need to know what to do. It's very, very tachlis based in that particular world. Since it's not a great thing, we'll go to university. V'atorah chol geber. Like people are very, very upset. He says, but aren't they going to quote Mishnayis, Torah im derech eretz? Aren't they going to talk about that? I.e., Rav Hirsch spoke a lot about Torah im derech eretz. Shouldn't you learn Torah and also have some secular studies? So, the answer appears to be no. Umifaris, there are those who suggest, says Rav Elchanan, a definition of derech eretz is not many Mepharshim point out, Mepharshim Yisrael, maybe in others, that the definition of Derech Eretz is not secular studies, but rather it is Ma'isim Tovim. Ma'isim Tovim. He says, V'zeh Perish Rabbeinu Tam. He says, how can Rabbeinu Tam say Torah is more important? Derech Eretz is Iker, as opposed to Torah. He says, what he means to say is, V'hainu D'lo HaMedrash HaIker Ela HaMaisa. And more important than just the learning is also the Maisa, is the fact that you're fulfilling mitzvos and you're fulfilling Maisim Tovim. That's part of what we do. That's part of what we do. All right, Tarasul Kevin Malatacha Arai. He says this misunderstanding is Gorim L'Shipa Zebim Didasam Haya Adi Negia. They thought that this would work. In truth, it causes more anti-Semitism. Points out Rav Elchanan, that's part of a long discussion about whether trying to be more integrated historically has generated more or less anti-Semitism. Unfortunately, the nature of the world is that probably both have generated a degree of anti-Semitism. Because anti-Semitism, as Rav Nachum Zemba pointed out from Maamar Chazal in this week's Parsha, it's halacha he Esav son of Yaakov. Halacha he said Rav Elchanan, said Rav Nachum Zemba, halacha he, like, it's a uvda, it's a fact, like almost Moshe Sinai, that somehow there's anti-Semitism in the world on some level, and it's not going to be avoided. Fine. It's a scary thing about the world nowadays. But that's Mahalach number one of Rav Elchanan. Mahalach number one of Rav Elchanan is Torah Derech Eretz means Torah Maisim Tovim. That's what it means, but nothing to do with secular studies. It's a long conversation there. That's a Mahalach, by the way, also is significant, which says that for Rabbeinu Tam, in framing things, Chashuv as Torah is, Lohamedrash Ha'ikr Ela HaMaisa, that the acting on particular mitzvos is also considered to be significant.
Why was there a shift? I feel like just Pashut Shad Derech Eretz, like just mitzvos. Why?
First of all, I don't know if that's true. I don't know what the Pashut Shad would be. When people say it in like, when you're brought up in elementary school, that's definitely the meaning that they have. Like, have Derech Eretz. No one thinks like that means have a good job when they're yelling at the second grader for misbehaving. Like, where's Derech Eretz? You're like, I'm eight, you know? Like, why am I not working in finance yet, you know? There's definitely a little bit of that going on. It's a phrase which, and it's not, I don't have anything to say about this, phrase which is really defined in different ways by different people at different times. I can't say for sure, you know, sort of why. The second Mahalach is an amazing Mahalach. We know that by the Chassidim, they say Mahalchem in Pesukim, that they can like darshan up a Pasuk in a way which is very, very beautiful. And that's good. It's fancier sometimes when they're able to darshan a Gemara in certain ways. That's also good. At its best is when they're darshaning a pshat in Rabbeinu Tam, because then you know this is like high quality stuff. They're really going for it. He says, "Yisah hakdos Rabbeinu Tam." It's the hakdama to the sefer Ben Poros Yosef. Tosak Yosef. Yisah hakdos Rabbeinu Tam. Kasha mishas to be shown him the Taras and Keva. How can you say that the Keva, the Iker, is working? How could that be? Doesn't sound like that. He says, there's absolutely no way that that's pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. What does Rabbeinu Tam mean? So it's pasha what Rabbeinu Tam means. Says the Ben Poros Yosef, it's amazing stuff. There was a phenomenon out there in the world with some of the holiest people that even when they were doing and engaging in physical work, when you would look at them, you would see that they were doing certain things. Machshavasam v'nafsham dvuka bo yisparach. Deep inside, they were being osek, they were thinking about Torah, they were doing it in a very, very real and very, very intense way. That inside, that's what was there. It looked one way. He says, the Reishis Chachma quotes ideas like that. He said, that's, I think, is pshat in Asu Toraschan Keva. What does it mean when Chazal say the Rishon Baruch Asu Toraschan Keva? What that means is Torah was Keva, i.e., even when they were doing other things, like Tovas and Afina, even they were doing other things, their machshava, they were on a madrega where they were still thinking about Torah and they were still osik. And says, similar to what we said a couple days ago in the Perkei Avos stuff, says, Tzadok Yosef, lo mi bai kisha osik b'torah v'tfila. Of course, when they're actually davening and they're learning, they're thinking about the Ribbono Shel Olam. Elagam b'derech eretz machshavasam v'nafsham yeh b'torah dveik b'tfila. Even when they're working, they're still thinking about Ribbono Shel Olam. They're still thinking about Hashem Yisbarach. V'yasi Shapir, Lashon Yafet Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. What does it mean, Yafet Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz? That when they become integrated. Yafet Talmud Torah, which is there with your work. That even when you're working, the highest madrigas of people, even though it looks like they're engaging in physical activities, there's something very, very deep going down. They are very, very connected in that kind of a way. What that means is that when you're, even if most of your time is spent learning Torah, yichaber imo Torah beivarim hanistarim. Deep down inside, I'm thinking about Torah. He therefore says what Tosfos Harash and Tosfos Yeshanim think is a machlokes between Rabbeinu Elchanan and Rabbeinu Tam is Torah ikker or is Derech Eretz ikker? That's not really true. In fact, Mar Amar Chada, Umar Amar Chada, Velo Pligi. There's no Machlokas HaRishonim. Why? Because Devadai Rov Asku Yavet Torah Kemor Rabbeinu Elchanan. Everyone agrees, says the Tzadok Yosef, that most of your day should be spent learning Torah. Everyone agrees that that's the pshat. And what Rabbeinu Tam means, when he says Yavet Torah Im Derech Eretz, what he means is that if it's so beautiful, if even when you work, that at that moment you're still thinking about in a deep way, thinking about the world of Torah. Hanim b'zman ha-malacha, az yafet ha-matorah imo. That when you're working, there's a certain beauty to have, even when you're working, that deep down inside, you're still thinking about Torah. Ki ha-derech eretz b'maisa shehi ha-ikr. On a level of action, derech eretz, work, can look like it's primary. Ta-matorah b'machshava she'eno nigla le'ikr kimo b'maisa. Derech eretz ikr means externally. externally it looks like you're spending more time, you're spending a lot of time learning, working. That it looks like that's your life. And what are you really? Really deep down inside, you're on fire. Really deep down inside, you're focused on learning. In that sense, says Tosef Yosef, that Rabbi Tam is saying like this, a person has to be infused with Torah. Infused with Torah. But the way that your life works, not everything that people see you doing is really going to be clear Avodas Hashem. When I'm davening, when I'm learning, I can see the Avodas Hashem. But here, even when I'm doing whatever I happen to do, I'm engaged in a lot of derech eretz, and it looks like that's ikar, but I'm davak to Rabbanu Sholem in a very deep way. Said Tosef Yosef, that's pshat al derech drush, or a remes to the pasuk, hanistaros la Hashem Elokeinu, v'haniglos lanu ulevaneinu ad olam. That we live in this world on two levels. There's haniglos, the things I do outside, so that's lanu ulevaneinu, people see that, they're able to be aware of that. Behind the staros, the hidden parts, are Lashem Elokeinu. That goes to Rabbanu Sholem. So according to Rabbi Chanan, there's no comment here about Zakir studies at all, about work or anything like that. According to Yosef, it's really a statement about having the Madrega of Talmud Torah, where even it looks physically like you're engaged in physical activities, but deep down inside, you're on fire. Deep down inside, you are on fire. There is a third Mahalach of Rav Kook. I don't know if I love or struggle deeply with liking this particular Torah of Rav Kook. I think in the right way it's very helpful. In the wrong way, I think it's destructive, probably, or could be used in a destructive kind of a way. Let me elaborate on what I mean. But I have a very complex relationship to this Rav Kook Torah. We're in Oras HaTorah Tes Vav. Yeshnam sheyatzu l'tarbus ra'a. People go off the derech. Mipnei. Why do some people go off the derech? So no one really has the solution, because there's probably multiple explanations why people may go off the book, off the different potential explanations. There's a big discussion going on right now, I think, in Mishpacha Magazine, about the role of family and people going off the derech. There's a lot of different discussions about what is and isn't. Okay, says Rav Kook, what happens sometimes? A guy sits in yeshiva. And they should derechly move them vashlamasam haruchness, that sometimes my religious learning that I take place is bogeyed. It's like a traitor to who I really am, to who the real me, the unique and special me. That sometimes I can be in a system and a curriculum which is bichlal not built for me. That maybe, says Rav Kook, I'm pulled to the world of Agada or the world of Machshava. And halacha is not meant for my Shoresh Neshama. And because it's not meant for my Shoresh Neshama, so I can get incredibly frustrated in that kind of an experience. Or the opposite. A guy is pulled to the world of Halacha or the world of Lamdas, and he's in a system or a context giving a lot of Agada. It can mess him with him so much. And when that messes with you so much, and you're not learning what you're supposed to be learning, so that can lead a person to be... To go off, because they could say, apparently Torah is not for me. And if Cook says, it's not true, Torah is for you. That kind of Torah wasn't for you. But a different kind of Torah is for you. You just got, you know, the wrong Torah. You just got the Torah. If that Torah, yeah, of course that Torah is not for you. And of course that's why you're not there. Find the right Torah. I love part of this, Rav Kook, and I'm deeply nervous about a different part. The part that I love about Rav Kook is that in adam lomid el b'makam shtuk b'chafetz, that people have to find a style of learning they connect to find svarim that you connect to find svarim that inspire you, to find ideas that resonate with you, that we need to be able to learn Torah and a Torah which moves us. And there are different kinds of darkei halimud, and there are different kinds of svarim, and the musar sefer which works for me may not be the musar sefer which works for you. Or to say it even a little bit differently, the musar sefer which did not work for me, as an example, I didn't like Maseil Shashar, whatever, it didn't do it for me when I was in Shana Aleph or Shana Bet. When I looked at it, you know, a bunch of years ago, and suddenly you open up again, and you're like, whoa, this is, now I get it, why this is like unbelievable. Different stages of life, different people, maybe requires more maturity, I don't know. Different stages, they're different oriented, and that's good, and that's very, very good. What gets me nervous about Rav Kook is that if this Torah is taken too seriously, so a guy sits in yeshiva for an hour, he opens up a Gemara Pesachim on Daf Yud Daled, and he's learning about Rav Chinin Sagana Kohanim, and he's learning about a little bit of Tumah V'Tahara, and he says after an hour, he's like, you know what? I think Agada is for me. You know what? I think Machshava is for me. He hasn't given it a real shot yet. He hasn't really seen. And I do believe this. I personally, there's a huge tension in the world of Chazal between personalized Talmud Torah and set curriculum. In Adam Lo made El Makom Sliva Chafetz and Lo Olam Yashlus Adam Shlus B'Mikra Shlus B'Mishra Shlus B'Talmud. We have Chiyuvim to do, you know, everything. I have to do specific things. I think there's a balance there in terms of what's supposed to take place. That there are things that I do that are set and structured, and then there are places where I find the unique flavor of me. So I'm into the Rav Kook idea when it's the unique flavor of me at different stages. But says Rav Kook in a similar kind of a way, I also hold, not going to make myself Yosef, that Rabbeinu Elchanan and Rabbeinu Tam are not really arguing. I also hold that they aren't arguing. Is Derech Eretz Iker? Is work a little bit more primary? Or is learning more Iker? I also hold it doesn't go that way. Yesh Mish and Tiyaso, Chazak. Some people have a real pull to certain subjects. They have a real pull to the world of Torah. People have pulls in different directions. Ukvar directions. Ukvar nistapku atovos yeshanim b'shilhi yuma bazeh. Tovos something the end of yuma's mistopic. What's more important? Ma yiyah ikir etafel uvichlal hadavar taloi lefi atchuna v'teva hanefesh shall kol echad ve'echad. That every person, different people are going to be people who are workers. They're going to be people who are pulled towards a certain kind of work. And for them, of course, they'll learn and of course be connected. But they will find that a lot of their ikker pull in life, a lot of what really motivates them and gets them going is going to be their work. And there are people for whom it is the opposite. There are people for whom their pull is to the world of Torah and the Beis Medrash. And for them, it's going to be ikker. Now, none of that means Ladati, and I mean this not only because I have personal Nagiyas, I have these personal Nagiyas because I believe in this. That makes sense to anybody. I do believe it's important for all to invest seriously in the time of learning yeshiva before that. When a person is 18, 19, 20, again, it's giving Torah a real shot and giving it the capacity to build that basis to transform a life going forward in a real way, an inspired way, to have a certain kind of connection. But there are people, a guy is in his mid-40s as an example, and I'm thinking of someone right now, and he dedicates his life to the world of chesed. He's so much involved in both his professional life. He works as a psychologist. Maybe in his non-professional, but in a lay leadership role, he's a guy who dedicates a lot of time towards helping the community out in different ways. He's the president of the shul. He's on the board of directors of the school. He's very involved in those kinds of things. And for him, in many ways, his ikker, what he'll relate to the cook as his ikker, is going to be the learning in the morning. The daf he learns is great, and the farm he has in the house are wonderful, and it's all good. And he learns seriously as a chavrusa at night, b'chule b'chule. But for him, a lot of his ikker pull is going to be towards that world of chesed, that world of giving over. And the cook, each person, so is talking about different people. So as opposed to Rabbi Elchanan, who says, of course, Rabbi Elchanan's right. What Rabbi Tam means is, Rabbi Tam means about Meisim Tovim. Okay, fine. According to the last two Mahachim, like, there's really no Machlokes at all. It's just a question as to, like, figuring out, you know, Chadam Rahat Velo Pligi, for a cook, each person in their own place. Each person in their own place. Okay, we'll go for about four more minutes. We'll briefly say out the fourth Mahalach, and then we'll try to summarize things a little bit. I think this is the more mainstream thing from what I've seen. It's what sort of makes sense to me as being more mainstream. And we'll say it like this. The Pashup Shot of Derech Eretz in that Mishnah, and the Pashup Shot, certainly the way that Rabbeinu Elchanan understood Rabbeinu Tam, because he rejects Rabbeinu Tam by saying, what are you talking about? I say, Toresh L'Kavim L'Tachan Arai. Rabbeinu Tam was talking about, not like Rabbeinu Elchanan, the Pashup Shot, the way that Rishonim understood him, he was talking about work. He was talking about work. And he seems to say that work is Iker. I don't know if the Pashup Shot of Rabbeinu Tam is like the Chassidim say, you know, that the Pen Parsi Yosef, that he's Osei Yichudim, you know, he's thinking about Torah silently while he's working on it. That's a Pashup Shot. I don't see in Rav Kook either, in Rabbeinu Tam, like Rav Kook, that's based on individual things. Sounds like he was ragil to say Derech Eretz was Iker, not each person in their own kind of a way. So I think the more mainstream, Rav Lichtenstein, I believe, said it like this, the Sefer Bayis Light, which is somehow not in my house right now or in the English library right now. I don't know if somebody loves Rav Lichtenstein or hates Rav Lichtenstein and therefore took them both out of my house and the library. I'm going to go with the love approach. If anyone does have my Bayis Light, I would love wouldn't mind it. No, it's not there. Okay. It could definitely be there. I may have both of them there. And I like Rav Lichtenstein a lot. Okay. No. One day. We're never going to know. Let's hope my memory served it correctly. Says something like this. There are, when we speak about something being Iker and something being Tafel, so there are two ways of describing what is Iker and what is Tafel. Now, this is a line which I think is sometimes used in ways that, like, you know, there's what you would call, there's quantity and there's quality. There's quantity and there's quality. There's how many hours a day I do something, and then there's the quality, the way that I relate to it and how powerful it is. I'll give you an example. You have a lot of people who work really crazy hours. They work serious, serious hours. Early in the morning to late at night, you know, 6 days a week, they're clocking, you know, very, very serious hours. Those people, at least in my experience, if you would talk to them about what's Iker in their lives, they would never say their work. They would say their family is Iker, community is Iker. And they would pass a polygraph on that, meaning it's real. The fact that quantitatively they spend a lot of time in the world of business or finance, the fact that quantitatively they spend an enormous amount of time investing in different things is not a steerer to the fact that the most important things in their lives may be their children, may be their spouse. No one, and I think we know that. I think we appreciate that. If you've been around people, it's clear that, like, much as they may, much as work is so intense, in the end of the day, you know, it's about that. Meaning, quantitatively, what we invest time in is not always indicative of qualitatively where it's at. Now, the qualification is that that's not always true. You know, it's like the guy that says, like, I'm a little bit cynical. So, you know, the attitude of, like, with my wife, with my children, like, it's not about quantity, it's about quality time. So we always know one thing when the person says that, which is that they don't spend a lot of time with their kids. No one that spends a lot of time with their kids is downplaying any value of quantity. It's quantity is also significant. But fine, quantity and quality are certainly there. They don't have to always align. There are things in my life that are qualitatively the most significant thing in the world, but it doesn't mean that quantitatively, that qualitatively, it's the most significant thing. That was true. Says, I believe, Rav Lichtenstein, again, if we ever find by his light, we'll be able to clarify this, but says something like this. Kuliyama lo pligi. Nobody argues that on a qualitative level, a person's relationship to Torah is different. That qualitatively, that becomes something which I'm supposed to cultivate a greater sense of allegiance to. That is more significant than any of my work. Haraya, if my work required me to do something which was against Torah, I'd have no problem giving up that work. If my work required me to work on Shabbos, like I wouldn't take the job. I would quit. But quantitatively, you spend more time doing this than that. I know. But on a deeper level, that's where it is. The machlokes discussion is really about one of quantitative allotment of time. Rav Tam is saying that, it sounds one way of saying it, again, I think it's a little insane. If not, there are others who say it also. But what it means is that the nature of your life, and it's certainly relevant for many, you know, who are going to be working, the reality of your life is that the majority of your day, you probably will spend more time working than you will learning. Because there's an excellent chance that in the world in which we live, you're going to spend more time working than you will learning. Okay. That Rabbi Tam was saying on a quantitative level. On a quantitative level, he thinks that there are indications in Chazal. When he reads that Mishnah, Yafa Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz, the Talmud Torah is with Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz is the main thing. Talmud Torah is the ancillary. It's an additional too. So Yafa Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. Okay, that's fine. But at its core, Torah's Iker. Torah's it. Torah's dominant. Qualitatively, nothing's more chashuv. Torah is more chashuv than my job. It is. Not that my job's not really important. Not that my job can't quantitatively be the majority of my time. Not that my job can't be something which I invest in a lot. Not that my job can't be in a level of tchunas hanefesh, which I'm very pulled to. It has to be all the... Okay, but... Torah is it. Your time is quantitatively, not qualitatively. So what we saw today was a... We've been speaking the last couple of weeks. We're going to move on from the topic of Torah. What we saw from the last couple of weeks is a little bit of a discussion about Rabbeinu Tam and that world of Talmud Torah. And in the world of Talmud Torah, so Rabbeinu Tam has a startling line a little bit that Derech Eretz is Iker, and that Derech Eretz is Keva, and that Torah is Tafel to that. So what does that mean? So for Rabbi Chanan, it means that Torah is Tafel to Maisim Tovim, that Lo HaMedrash to Iker Ela HaMaisa, that in and of itself requires some understanding. But that's Rabbi Chanan. According to the Ben Parsi Yosef, what it means is that even when you're externally, it looks like the most important thing, I'm doing a lot of physical activities. The godless is when you're nistaros or Lashem Elokeinu, when a person internally is so deeply connected to Ribbono Shel Olam. For if cook, there's no machlokas at all. It's that different people have to do that which they're pulled to, that which makes more sense for them on a ruchnius level. So of course I have to learn, but I also have to be listening a little bit to myself. Not trying to be unique, l'shem being unique. Trying to be me. Something which is very important. No, that's a good maramak. I just quoted it. The last idea, which is the mahalach. It's about qualitative. It's quality of time. And this is a really important idea, I think, on a practical level. We have this chus right now that both on a quantitative and qualitative level, Torah is we invest a lot of time in Torah, and that is a reflection of the amount of chashivas that we have for it. There will be tkufas in life. It's true if a person, depending on what you're doing in the summer, it could be true of what a person is doing professionally long term, where that's not going to be true. But it doesn't have to always align that what I'm doing quantitatively, person works a lot, their family is still it. Person works a lot, so Torah and Torah values are still ikar. And that's always sort of the anchor and a litmus test for where a person really, really is. How much that's primary. Much of my work is important. When Shabbos comes, that's it. Much of my work is important. If it's usher, it's usher. And I'm willing to, I once had a meal with someone who's very, very wealthy. We're talking about something, and he mentioned Derech Agav. It wasn't like a show of him. He mentioned once that there was a mistake that happened, and it cost him in the low seven figures a certain mistake that was made. But like there was an isser at stake, and it was just like, hey, it is what it is. Okay, granted, the kind of person that could lose that money may have more, you know, to be able to whatever. But it's a lot of money for anyone. That's a real sum, and it's not a question of am I learning most of my day or not. It's a question of what is qualitatively, you know, what dictates, what inspires, what moves me throughout my life. So either way, have a wonderful, wonderful.